Energex crews have had a busy night across the Sunshine Coast, restoring power to thousands of homes and businesses after that series of storm cells. We had a lot of rain too, with a massive 245 millimetres recorded in just a few hours at Puna Dam. The falls were widespread too, with 104 millimetres also recorded at Kenilworth, 53 at Bald Knob and 77 millimetres at Budrum. While the Swift Water Rescue Team were called to Belleye Park west of Yamundi to assist four campers who had become caught by flash flooding while attempting to move their property to higher ground. The group were plucked to safety. Luckily, no one was injured. The Weather Bureau says there is a chance of more thunderstorms later today. Detectives from the Sunshine Coast Criminal Investigation Branch are still trying to identify a man accused of robbing a takeaway restaurant at Biwa 21 days ago. The offender is seen in CCTV on the night of February 13, stopping his white mountain bike that has black wheels out of the front of the store on Peachester Road just opposite the Woolies complex. He then enters the business, steals money from a cash register and pushes the female shop owner before fleeing. The man is described as slim and was wearing a black and white face mask, long black pants and a long-sleeved black shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact police. There's calls for the federal government to subsidise Q fever PCR tests. Royal College of Pathologists of Australia studies have found just 10% of acute cases are currently being identified. The disease is caused by a bacteria which naturally infects some animals like goats and cattle and then passes to humans, causing severe flu-like symptoms. RCPA microbiologist Dr. Robert Halberth says the condition is more prevalent in Queensland than we realise.
About 40% of all cases of Q fever that have been diagnosed annually on average for the last few decades have been in Queensland. And the majority of the ones not in Queensland have been in New South Wales, predominantly rural and northern New South Wales.
Already this year, four people on the Sunshine Coast have been diagnosed with Q fever when the yearly average is just two.